The reason I used that kind of a voicing was basically so it to give the greatest amount of flexibility. For instance, if I wanted to get a clarinet trio down on the bottom, I could break the clarinet loose and have them playing with the bass clarinet and the contrabass clarinet. And by the same token, I had three flutes apart from that. And, seven woodwinds.
No, you had six, right?
I had six.
Two flutes, two alto flutes, bass clarinet, contrabass clarinet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In an instrumentation like that, the bottom alto flute would swing to clarinet if necessary. The top alto flute would swing to flute if necessary. Depends on how high or low everything was written. And if I wanted to, I could move the bass clarinet up to clarinet. Or if I wanted to get a five flute thing, he could do that too. I'd get somebody on that's the swing chair, that bass clarinet chair. The contrabass clarinet just stayed with what he had. That was really the bottom. Unless I got into something where I wanted six-way stuff, you know. Then I'd break all six loose from the clarinets.
Now, you and Billy Byers, to my knowledge, use contrabass clarinet more than anyone else.
I use it all the time. I don't do anything without it unless it's big band.
What's the appeal of it as a voice for you?
Oh, God. It speaks very... First of all, it speaks beautifully. It can bark... It's got a total dynamic range of quadruple P to quadruple F. It's got a range down to F just above bass E, which puts it way down the bottom octave of the piano. Those are good notes. They don't rattle around like a double bass clarinet, a double B flat.